For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
K100 with Tony and the Disco is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA and NHL playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAD, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. The game starts here. So before we get into the NHL, the NBA finals preview, I want to talk a little bit about the UFC from this past week. Did you watch the fights?
Of course I did.
I went 7-0.
Did you really?
Swear to God.
Did you do any parlays?
My parlay, I did a 5-fight parlay, but the two main events were, as you'd expect, who I would pick, you know, Islam and Strickland.
Right. What did you think of that, the Strickland Costa fight?
Super mega boring. I thought the fight in the stands that Joe sent me was way better.
Oh, the one guy gets the three guys?
Yeah, and he gets tumbled over the seats?
Right.
Yeah,
I just thought they were all fucking boring. Usually, you know, but that happens. Sometimes all the matches are really good. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes half and half. But I thought the main event was really good.
Yeah.
Very compelling. But, bro, Dustin Poirier just brings it.
Right.
Yes. You know, and like, and this is what happens, too, with this Islam. There's been a after the fight, Dana White made the comment. So, you know, Islam's fought Volkanovski twice. He beats the number one contender. Like every time he fights, he's fighting the top guy, right? And he's undefeated since he's been the champion. So he's on his run. So Dana White mentioned that John Jones is still the pound for pound.
Right.
Even though the guy's had like one fight in 5 years.
Right.
Because he said if John Jones walks into a room,
yeah, nine out of 10 times he walks out, or 10 times.
Or 10 times, he's the one that walks out.
Yeah, and, right. and he said all combat sports, not just, you know, UFC.
Right. So the thing was, is that, you know, bro, Islam's been fighting. Like, if Dana White trying to say that them were the pound for pound guy, like, then they'll never have to fight. Like, what's the point of even having the pound for pound? It was like, what are you fighting for? You know, if you're just saying John Jones is the Z pound for pound, it's like, okay, so none of these other guys could be pound for pound? I think Islam's pound for pound. You know, I mean, he's
four. It's got to be the guy that's active, not a guy that's semi-active, right?
Right.
And, you know, he's beaten some people. Like, I'm looking at his record right now. Really, it's been like he really didn't fight anybody to the last few guys, you know, Bobby Green, Oliveira, Volkanovski, twice in Poirier, right? And I'm sure Jones has beaten way more bigger names than that. But he's semi-active, bro. This is the pound-for-pound best guy right now. Bottom line. And he beat Volkanovski twice, just if you weren't sure the first time, which I thought he lost.
Five fights for Jones in 5.5 years.
Yeah, but here's the thing, too. okay? This is what, you know, it's just common sense would dictate. Bro, he beat, like, other guys that were, like, contending for the, that were in the pound for pound.
Right.
Like, Oliveira, everybody was saying, was probably pound for pound number one, that Magomedov should beat him. And everybody said Volkanovski's probably pound for pound number one. And, like, they were still saying Volkanovski's the number one pound for pound after he lost the first fight to Magomedov.
Because I thought Volkanovski won that match, and he went back and he proved everybody wrong.
Right, that's right. So he
solidified. Does
correct. So I would say I think he's the pound for pound guy. So
let me look real quick. I wanted to just kind of pique my interest, and I know mostly who he's fought, but I want to make sure.
Right,
and I'm sure I'm missing somebody. So this guy, listen to this. This is John Jones. Okay.
Right.
Holy shit. Stephen Bonner, Brandon Vera, Ryan Bader, Quinton Jackson, Machida, Rashad Evans, Victor Belfort, Chael Sonnen, Gustafson, Teixeira, Cormier, St. Preux, DC again, Gustafson again, Anthony Smith, Dominic Reyes. I mean, dude, the guy's just, you know what I'm saying?
He hadn't fought it forever. That's
right.
What
that's
saying.
My
right.
point.
Yeah, yeah.
Semi-active. You can't, right. It's like saying Conor McGregor is the pound for pound best. Really?
Right. Right. You haven't fought 3 years. Yeah.
Right. Now, what are you hearing on that? Anything?
They haven't, nothing really, because everybody's kind of quiet. Ariel Helwani knows something. He says there's more positivity coming today than there was for the past couple of days. So I think what happened is Conor got hurt in training, but it's not going to stop him from fighting. Is what they're saying.
All right.
So they're just trying to see. They were just trying to see, like, you know, they just are not announcing anything. Except they put a pause on the UFC pay-per-view buys because they don't want to deal. And plus two, dude, so it's the highest. It's already the highest grossing UFC ever. People paid a fortune to see Conor come back. And, like, so they're like, you know, what are you going to do? It's like, you got to, you know, you got to kind of put a pause to that.
Let me just say something, because that fight was great. With these two guys bloodied and just fucking going back and forth, Diamond and Islam, right?
Right.
And then he said that he might retire. He goes, well, what do I have to fight for? You know, I've been in the fuck, I've had 50 fights. What I have to fight for? I'm thinking, how about more money, dude? You can do money fights. You don't have to go for the best motherfucker title or any title. Just make money, dude, whether it's Masvidal or Colby Covington, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
In catch weights. And you can go up, you can go down.
Maybe he's starting to feel a little mileage, though, because he has been fighting since he was 18 or whatever. Now he's
still didn't look bad at all in this fight.
No. Well, plus, coming out of this fight, just some ESPN front page says he broke his nose, broke a rib, and he tore his ACL in this fight.
Oh my God.
Shit.
Yeah.
So, because when I saw him on the day, his face didn't look that bad.
No, he broke his nose, his rib, and tore his ACL.
Yeah, he's already fucked that shit. And plus, bro, you got to have a certain type of mentality to go through those grueling training sessions.
Yeah. And plus, too, you've got to figure he probably cut that promo afterwards when he's standing in the ring where he's probably in a lot of pain.
Right.
Got two broken bones and a torn ACL. So, you know, so, all right. So let's get into the finals preview. We do hockey first. Everybody and their mother kind of wants to see Connor McDavid, you know, win the Stanley Cup because he's kind of like when he came, he's the next biggest thing since.
Well, he's the best player in the NHL.
Since like Sidney Crosby, right?
Right.
And a guy like this is just kind of like malpractice for, you know, the league is like really. You know, in a bad spot, it's like your best guy like never wins anything. Right? So, but the only problem I have here with this series is that there's just a thing about, you know, teams that go back to back and lose the first time.
Right.
Like there's a hunger and a level of experience you have in the finals, and like a way you can correct all the previous mistakes you made the time you were here before. And Edmonton is in this for the first time, right?
Right.
But, bro, the fascinating thing about this, do you know, so Edmonton started off their season, all right, like really, really bad. Like, listen to their record. They started off 2-10, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then they won a 3-game win streak, and then they won a 3-game losing streak, all right?
Right.
So then they fired their coach, and they brought in Connor McDavid's junior coach.
Yeah, I knew that.
Right, so everybody was just kind of like saying, well, this guy runs a team or something. But, bro, the guy went on for a first-year coach. He, like, broke a record. They started, like, 21-3 with this guy.
Right.
And, like, that was a record for a first-year
coach. Smart.
And, dude, the guy has taken them all the way to the finals.
Right. It's very smart. And you see it a lot in, like, football, where they'll bring in, you know, a coach the guy that coached somebody in college. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. I didn't pick Edmonton to get here. Madden had Dallas in the finals against the Rangers. Who do you like? I'm picking Florida because of their goalie.
Okay.
Bobrovsky,
so. You'll love the reason what I'm going to say. I'm picking Florida, number one, because I'm from Miami. And that's my second favorite team. But I just want to see the Canadians keep suffering.
Right. Me too.
Yeah.
Because it is unbelievable.
I get a lot of joy out of that.
Like a Canadian team hasn't won the Stanley Cup in like 40 years.
Right. I get a lot of joy out of that.
Right. Yeah.
Because they love their hockey so much, right?
Right.
It's always great to bring that up.
Right.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Jewelry can say many things on your wedding day. As a wedding band, it can say, "This is a forever symbol of our forever love." As a gift to your wedding party, it can say, "Thanks for standing up there with us." Blue Nile can help you find the piece that says it all and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Conan.
What up?
I've got a public service announcement.
Really? You're leaving the show?
No.
All right.
No. K100 with Conan and Disco is brought to you by Get Blitzed. Want to hear about Get Blitzed?
I know about it, but go ahead.
It was... Get Blitz was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Low Thug South, plus Courtney, the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. This is the real deal THC and not the garbage they sell at the gas stations. It's super potent, like THC on steroids. It has only a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon, and it's perfect for the weekend, for relaxing, for a party, and there's no hangover. You can take the teaspoon by itself, mix with water, soda, juice, energy drink, whatever you want. Flavors like cherry and grape are both delicious either way. So go to getblitz.com and use the code K100 to get 15% off. Now, I've been using this product and it's fantastic. On my days off, I like to go out and either like do like a long bike ride or a hike or go to the gym and do cardio. And afterwards, I get a nice meal and it's late in the afternoon. I like to take a teaspoon and bro, it's so relaxing. Do you use it? What products do you use this? I love the grape. I use the grape.
I love this thing. Then again, I've been using cannabis in one form or another for like, you know, since I was like 12. I like this a lot because it doesn't bring you down hard. It's a really calm effect when you come down. I love the piña colada. I love the grape. Yeah, those two are the ones that I like. My favorites. And so I'll put it in anything from Sprite to orange juice to some Grey Goose. It mixes well with everything. And like I'm trying to get off blunts, which I love because it's bad for your lungs, just as almost as bad as cigarettes. So I've been trying to get more into liquids and edibles. Yeah, so you can't go wrong with this. I mean, the real deal, we wouldn't be using it and we would not be promoting it.
Yeah, so if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality invitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitz now at GET-BLITZED.com and use our code K100 to get 15% off. So order, enjoy, and let us know on Twitter or K100Questions@gmail.com how your experience was. That's 15% off with the code K100 at GetBlitz.com.
Yeah, and what makes it so special is, like Disco said before, nano infuse, which is basically nano emulsification technology. So it breaks the THC into smaller particles for faster absorption, right? Dude, I'm on Blitz right now. So, but anyways, get high, stay happy, functioning, get blitzed, boom.
Okay, so let's get to the NBA. Looks like Kristaps Porzingis is back, okay? Yeah. And Maxi Kleber has been back now for Dallas. So teams are full health, okay?
Right. Is the way you want it. You always want to be somebody at full strength and not hear the excuses of, oh, well, this guy was injured.
Right. But we don't know exactly what we're going to get from Kristaps yet. But I have never, ever liked seeing a situation like this. Bro, they just went through three rounds of playoffs, okay? Well, basically, without Kristaps, without Porzingis, bro, whenever you take a star player, you take him out and then you interject him back in the lineup, that there's like a chemistry issue because they haven't been playing with this guy for a while.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think that could hurt them game one.
Yeah, I don't think it will, but you're right. That does happen a lot. I don't think it will here because he has fit in so perfectly. And that team, that's just a great motherfucking team.
Right. So let me give you these stats. So Boston is 6-0 on the road in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sitting 6-0 against the spread. They're great on the road, right? They're also like under this coach, I think, or something like that, like 5-2 in game, or like they're really good in game one.
Yeah, okay? And in game two.
Right. But you know, Dallas is not good in game ones. When Jason Kidd, he's like 2-6 in game ones, right? But like I said, there is that chemistry issue of, like, you know, the first game. Like, I don't know. I would think Boston wins game one and Dallas wins game two, or one or the other. Because I think what happens is, I think the first four games are gonna be split. But whoever wins game one is going to lose game two. Whoever wins game three is going to lose game four. And then we'll see what happens.
Plus, Dallas has one great thing that you don't want happening in the playoffs. They're peaking at the right time.
Right.
They weren't doing that the whole year. Okay?
Right.
And these days of rest benefited Dallas because fucking the leading scorer, he's been averaging like 28 points, fucking
Luka.
Bro, he was banged up, bucked up, kind of limping everywhere. He was he's a dog, bro.
Right.
That's all there is to it. He's a fucking dog. And he's got those 9 days rest, bro. So he's going to come in fresh. But I just think that's my favorite team. I'm never going to go against the Celtics. I just think, you know, they're going to win this.
Right. I'm picking Dallas.
Right.
Just because, you know, and I think this is going to be really good TV ratings on this, too.
Right.
You got one of the best players in the league, you know, two of the best players in the league, but you know, you arguably have right now a guy.
One of the best players in the league.
Well, he finished number three in the MVP voting in Luka, right?
Right, yeah.
And the one thing that, bro, like, this is where Boston is, like, they can't get down 3-2 in the series.
Right.
Okay. Because, you know, Kyrie's one of the best closers ever of like you know, finishing teams.
So is Luka.
And Luka looks, bro, just like those two guys are like animals and like they'll just go for your juggler, you know? And I think, like I said, the game five to me is going to be the key game of the series because I think it's going to be split and Boston's going to be coming home and it's, some of these teams are kind of like almost rather be on the road, you know? So,
and what I love about this is you got four marquee players, right? Mm-hmm. Tatum, Brown. Brown's actually outplayed Tatum in the playoffs. He won the MVP of the finals, Eastern Finals. Luka and Irving, right? They got a great supporting cast.
Right.
But you've got Porzingis, who used to play for Dallas, but he doesn't have any hate in Dallas. But Kyrie has a lot of hate in Boston, and they're going to be booing him all the time. He's used to that. You know, he don't give up. He's not affected by any of that. And, you know, this is going to be great because you've got, you know, Derek White can guard you. Drew Holiday can guard you. Like, Boston's, I think, the second best defensive team in the league. Like, this is really going to be good. I'm looking forward to it. And it's long overdue. 9 fucking days for this game. Jesus. Thank God it's happening.
Yeah. Well, plus two, like Luka, you're going to watch because everybody's going to be, you know, this is a coming out thing for him. But bro, it's his numbers.
Right.
Like his stats, points, rebounds, assists. They're like Michael Jordan, like for the playoffs.
They're ridiculous.
Like Jordan's, he's a bro. You know he's going to have like 31 points, 10 boards.
He's
like
a unicorn, bro.
Yeah.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
We hype ourselves up thinking we could pull an Ohtani rookie card, but with zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now. Introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com, the only repack that provides real value, a complete view of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now when I buy Slab Packs on Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. ArenaClub.com and the Slab Pack. This is an interesting site to check out if you're into card collecting or that kind of hobby. I've never seen this done before where you could buy a pack of sports cards, you know, baseball, basketball, football, whatever you want, and you're going to know and you're going to see by percentages what kind of cards you're going to get, who you're going to get, and more. My first slab pack, I wanted to grab a baseball one, and I actually wound up with this sweet Dave Winfield autograph. I got a valuable 2019 Juan Soto card. It also included this really awesome Jim Thome card. It was kind of like a, you know, a drawing, a painting of Jim, and on the back was all his pertinent stats, a little story of his career, so that was really cool. I hadn't collected cards in many years, but when I heard about Arena Club and heard about the Slab Pack, I had to go check it out. And these Arena Club Slab Packs are revolutionizing the repack game by introducing transparency. After your pulls are revealed, they'll immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading or selling, and they'll be officially graded by Arena Club. The Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent with a full grade rationale provided and an explanation of how your card was scored. Whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform you have to check out. And right now you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/K100. Crazy offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack. That's $40 right there. And that's arenaclub.com/K100 for 10% off your first purchase. If you're a collector, if you're interested in starting up collecting, there's nowhere better to go than arenaclub.com. Add on that 10%, you'll get a sweet discount and you'll be supporting K100. That's arenaclub.com/K100 for 10% off your first purchase.
So let me tell you about this. I usually don't watch the WNBA, but, you know, SportsCenter, they put it at the beginning of the show like it's bigger right. than the playoffs or anything else, okay? Right. So sometimes I'll sit there and I'll just watch it because it's only highlights, right. okay? But I don't know if this girl Clark is a diva or she's standoffish or she has heat, but I watched this one game where it was Angela Reese, who, you know, they've been chirping at each other since the right. fucking college days, and this other girl, Carter, on the same team, where, bro, they were real, real physical on her. And let me tell you this, bro. Yeah, they don't play as good as the guys, but they're real physical. And, like, when Carter hit her, that hard foul, which was a
they bumped it up to a flagrant one, yeah.
Yeah, it was a flagrant one. And for people that don't know what a flagrant one, it's an unnecessary foul. Flagrant two is unnecessary and excessive. Okay. Right. She called her a bitch about right. why she did it. Like, there's a lot of chirping between the girls, a lot of physicality, which I like. But bro, rivalries are good for basketball, right. you know? And this is gonna get more viewers. But what I've been hearing and reading is that the older veterans hate Clark and like all the tension that she's getting, and a lot of people, even one of them said it. She goes, I think Carter was the one that said it.
Oh, Reese.
That
people come and watch me too. Not
right.
sure.
Yeah, and that all she's got is a 3-point shot. What's a big fucking deal? Yeah, right. but she's selling out. She's a marquee name. You know what right. I'm saying? And there's jealousy. There's definitely jealousy, you know? And but bro, even in basketball, you saw that when LeBron came in, he was getting a lot of shit from his teammates when he was a rookie. Right. Remember when they froze out Michael Jordan in the All-Star game, starting with Isaiah Thomas, let's not pass the ball to him because they were all jealous of him. Remember?
Right.
You know, and rookies have to earn their stripes, and Clark is no different, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then McAfee called her a white bitch.
Right.
And had to apologize.
Right. And it's like, bro, you know what the context he was saying.
Right. Well, the way he said it, he goes, yeah, there's one white bitch on the Indiana team who's a superstar. Right. But of course, everybody has to find right. a reason to go fucking nuts.
Right.
And then here's the funny part. He used the same terminology, I think, on Bronze.
I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a white.
How cool is that? They're like,
oh, I know.
Can't say that, but you can say it here.
Yeah, he didn't care.
Right.
But let me make a point about this. Because their team stinks.
Right.
Okay, because if you're like 2-9, like she's a one-man team, like a one-woman team. Like she's got no help.
Right, but she's a draw.
Well, and then because what we're seeing what happened is the media narrative is setting her up as the victim that's getting bullied by all these girls.
Right.
Because, you know, one of the things he's talked about is like, you know, like it's true. I haven't heard any of her, like, there's no reports of her teammates coming to her defense and like speaking up. You
That's
know what
true.
I'm saying? So,
That's
right.
True.
So I think, but they're kind of like crafting a narrative and they're going to be showing these highlights where she's getting picked on and stuff. But they like, she got bullied through, like, she got knocked out and bullied. That was a big story. The very next game, all right, she comes out, they lose by 36 points and she has 3 points. And nobody really talked about that. But I'm like, that's not a really good response for a superstar right. to come off like being bullied. You know what I'm saying? You think that she would like say, and bro, I don't know. I think they're just, you know,
Nike. She's still a rookie and she might have been rattled, bro. You know, right. she's not that big. And so they're fucking with her. And I was looking at this thing that they put. It was like, there's two other girls before her who have more fouls against them than her. So she's right. not even the most fouled girl in the WNBA.
Right. She doesn't drive a lot. She has a lot of 3 points. So she's not going to get fouled a whole yeah. bunch, you know? But
that's a good
yeah, point. It's just like, you know, there's 10 million invested in her. All these girls are jealous because they're not getting paid like she is.
Right.
You know?
Or the attention.
Right. So what's going to happen? These are all, you know, bro, the WNBA, these are like the best girl players on the planet.
Right.
Like, so they're not like,
they're,
you know,
full-blown women. A lot of them are veterans.
And they got like that playground type attitude.
Right.
You know,
right.
talking shit out there. Like, that's the way that these games are, you know? So right. it's not like, you know, it's not like a, you know, they're portraying the WNBA and he's like these glamorous stars. They're like, these girls are basketball players, you know? Right. So, right. So,
but it's funny to me that if you were to say something like, I don't know, what would be the same as bitch for a man in the NBA or if you were to call
pussy.
Right. That a rep would assess a technical. right. They don't do shit here, bro. They heard it and they didn't do shit.
All right.
Anything else we need to go over?
No, that's about it.
You did see the score today on the Red Sox and the Braves, right?
Yeah, that's fine. By the way, they had a rookie pitcher in there. So.
Bro, I'm looking at your lineup. Bro, nobody's hitting.
No, nobody. It's weird.
What you do have is pitching.
Yeah. Yeah, because Frieden and Sale are lights out this year.
Yeah, well, Morton, yeah. Too?
Not really. He's been
not good. Lights out, but he's what's his record? What's Morton's record? What's his ERA?
I think he's like 5-3, but he's got his ERA's like in the fours, you know?
All right.
Yeah.
Other day, the last game he pitched, if I'm not wrong, he pitched a real good game. Am I wrong?
Maybe, yeah. Oh, no, he did pitch good. Yeah, but they played the Warriors. They played like the eights.
Yeah, you know? That's right. Yeah.
Right, but he's getting knocked around by a good team, so. This guy Skeens,
he's incredible.
He pitched again today for Pittsburgh.
Now, how'd he do?
Against 5 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs. This gives the Dodgers the best hitting team in the league.
Yeah,
5 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs, 1 walk, 8 strikeouts in 5 innings, but he gave him 2 home runs.
He's a rookie, dude. That guy's
Ohtani went deep on him, and this guy Pages, whoever this guy is. Oh,
so. I know who that is.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, we'll see how this guy does.
Yeah, and the fucking Padres, we just got you, Darvish, and Musgrove on the injured. But they brought this guy in. His name is Mazur. He pitched a real good game against fucking the Angels yesterday. So he's going to be real good. That's been our sports. If you got any comments, questions, anything, send it to k100questions@gmail.com. Yo, support K100 and check Bet Online. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwoodone.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.